From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The case filed by the town of Germantown against Brian DuBois, the now former officer in charge of the town police department, has been dismissed. Officials said the case sought to bar DuBois from accessing department firearms. A Columbia County Court judge dismissed the case August 15th. The dismissal came after the Germantown board unanimously decided to disband the town police department. The vote followed a June 26 report from retired New York State Police Superintendent Harry Corbett that recommended the town refrain from providing police services because of profound deficiencies in how the department operates. Anthony Call Whitbeck said the town has no intention of taking further legal action. Whitbeck said, and I quote, "The case is moot so far as the town is concerned, since the town voted to disband the police department," end quote. In a separate matter, the Columbia County District Attorney's Office has moved to suspend DuBois' state pistol carry permit on the grounds that he appeared despondent. DuBois worked for the Germantown Police Department for 23 years and led the department for seven. Peter Schuler, DuBois' attorney, said Corbett's report is one-sided. He added Corbett did not take any steps to verify the claims in the report with the officer in charge who was not interviewed for the report. The law disbanding the police department is subject to permissive referendum. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union Governor Andrew Cuomo, April 20th, signed a bill to create a statewide commission to investigate allegations of misconduct by district attorneys and their assistant prosecutors. The governor signed the measure creating the State Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct, despite a recent analysis by the State Attorney General's office that found the legislation was poorly crafted and would likely not withstand a court challenge because of, and I quote, several constitutional defects, end quote. Cuomo's office acknowledged the bill's flaws, but said the issue would be handled by amending the legislation when the state Senate and Assembly return to the Capitol for the next legislative session. The State District Attorneys Association has promised to fight the new law in the courts. The association noted there is already a system to review misconduct by attorneys, including prosecutors, and the governor has the authority to remove a district attorney for cause. Albany County District Attorney David Soares, president of the District Attorneys Association of New York, said it was puzzling that lawmakers would approve a bill with numerous constitutional flaws and that, and I quote, violates the separation of powers, end quote. Soares said, and I quote, it is outrageous that the governor would sign such a bill, end quote. The State Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers supported the bill, citing what the group said is a, and I quote, lack of public accountability, end quote, by prosecutors who violate ethics rules and criminal procedure laws. Read the full story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. A Greene County man has filed several lawsuits that claim he was assaulted by Socrates police officers who provoked and attacked him during an incident last year. In the lawsuit filed in July in federal court in New York's Northern District, John Drew Mabb, 59, claims officers James Mullen and Ryan Hampel used excessive force against him, causing him permanent pain and violated his constitutional rights. Mabb also claims that, as a result of the encounter, he suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. The complaint also names the town of Socrates, Police Chief Joseph Sangara, and the Ulster Regional Gang Enforcement Team, known as Urgent, among others as defendants. According to the lawsuit, as a result of the actions of Mullen and Hampel, Mapp suffered injuries and pain that will last the rest of his life. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, August 20th, announced $10 million in grants to county government statewide to support emergency response operations. The funds will allow municipalities in 57 counties and New York City to make improvements in their 911 response and emergency service dispatch operations. The funding is administered by the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services through the Public Safety Answering Points Operations Grant. Locally, funds were allocated as follows. Columbia County received $154,000, Dutchess County $163,000, Greene County, $176,000, Rensselaer County, $165,000, and Ulster County, $141,000. Cuomo said in a press release, and I quote, "These grants will allow counties to continue to upgrade and improve their emergency communications and ensure that New Yorkers are getting the fastest, safest response in their moment of need," end quote. The majority of 911 answering and dispatching operations are provided by county government statewide. These grants allow for state reimbursement to those counties for eligible public safety call taking and dispatching expenses. The award is a non-competitive formula-based grant. According to the governor's office, the funds were distributed based on statistics reflective of the county's operational scope, demographic factors, and emergency service call metrics, according to the governor's office. Read the full press release at governor.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.